Welcome into another episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. The sign-up period for the 2022 Dairy Margin Coverage Program is open. This is for dairy farmers who are not already locked into coverage through the program through the lifespan of the current farm bill, which is 2 more years. NMPF spokesperson Chris Galen says about 50% of dairy farmers are committed to the program.
But for the rest of the farmers, they have to decide about enrollment for 2022. And the thing is that you just never know exactly what's going to happen with either milk prices or feed costs. Right now, we're looking at a better year ahead for milk prices. But guess what? 2 years ago, at the start of 2019, that was the case. It was also true in 2020. And then look what happened in March of 2020 when everything just sort of hit the fan with the arrival of the coronavirus. The reason you have an insurance program like this is to prepare for the worst case scenario.
USDA improved the dairy margin coverage program for 2022. To include supplemental coverage with retroactive payments, Galen explains.
Up until now, under the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, your milk production history, the baseline for what you could use to calculate your premiums and your payments, was your highest milk output in the years 2011, 2012, or 2013, whichever one of those was higher. But any growth since then, in the last 7 years, nothing has been allowed until now. So now what you can do is talk to the USDA office and you can revise your production up to 5 million pounds if that's how much you're producing as of 2019. So you can't do anything regarding production in 2020 or 2021. But if your production grew between 2013 and 2019 up to 5 million pounds, you can ensure that higher level.
USDA also improved the feed cost formula.
Previously, the alfalfa formula was a blend of 50% high-quality, dairy-quality alfalfa hay and 50% medium or lower-quality hay. Now that feed cost formula is going to be based on the 100% of the higher-cost hay. That means it's more expensive to feed cows. The feed formula reflects that. And so what happens then is that margins will be tighter when feed costs accelerate, and also payments will be larger because of what's happened this year and last year. This is a change that also is retroactive to this year and even to 2020. So we calculate that the average impact will be about 20 cents a hundredweight.
Farmers have until February 16th to sign up for the program. Galen says the 2022 outlook appears to include stronger milk prices, but there's a lot of variables that could change the outlook.
We still may see, as we always do, some cyclicality in milk prices along with feed costs. So the main thing is that you just never know exactly what's going to happen. And I would say the other cloud that's looming out there over the whole economy, including the dairy economy, is how bad is this Omicron variant going to be of the coronavirus, and what might that do to dairy demand, production, and prices? You want to be able to prepare for the worst case scenario, which, if we've learned anything in the last 20 months, is sometimes can be a lot worse than what you may first think. And that's why we would strongly encourage everyone, if you're not already enrolled in the DMC, to really consider your options and look at the forecast for next year.
Again, that's comments with Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation. You can contact your local USDA service center to sign up for the program and learn more online at nmpf.org. Soy Checkoff investments in renewable energy are supporting growing demand for sustainable aviation fuel. Matt Herman, National Biodiesel Board Environmental Science Director, says sustainable aviation fuel is a clean substitute for fossil fuels used in jet fuel that could deliver the same performance with 80% less emissions.
And this is really important, as about a third of the U.S. emissions come from transportation, and about 10% of that is from jet fuel alone. And on top of that, there's significant health benefits associated with this fuel. About 10% of the U.S. population lives within 10 miles of the top 23 airports. So replacing fossil jet fuel with a sustainable alternative can really slash those cancer-causing pollutants that come out of these jet engines.
The jet fuel market demand is 25 billion gallons in the U.S. and 100 billion gallons globally.
So it's really a huge market, and we see more and more commitments every day to offtake renewable jet fuel. And I think that's just really a reflection that the airlines have no near, medium, and potentially long-term solution to go electric like other modes of transportation. So recently, we've seen groups like United, Southwest, and others have announced offtakes in the billions of gallons to replace their fossil jet fuel going forward.
Herman says biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel all support demand for U.S. soybeans.
Continued demand for all of these fuels is going to power U.S. soy, as about 50% of the raw material we currently use to make these fuels comes from soybeans. And we've even seen that this demand side pull that we're experiencing is influencing the agricultural markets. We've seen about 10 new crush facilities announced across the United States that's going to help fulfill this demand. Without the support of the checkoffs and the farmers to support this industry over the last 20 years and grow it to where we are today, we just wouldn't be here.
To learn more about key investments made on behalf of U.S. soybean farmers, sign up for the Soy Hopper newsletter at unitedsoybean.org/newsletter and keep up with the latest news from the National Biodiesel Board at biodiesel.org. You can also tune in for more on the checkoff Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on RFD TV. As farm families gather for the holidays, it's a good time to reflect on the past and look to the future. Long-term success of your farm and passing it to the next generation requires careful planning. AARP Oklahoma State Director Sean Voskuhl says it's best to not put off starting your estate plan.
The last thing farmers want is their family fighting for their assets they leave behind. It's critical you have a plan in place, and knowing how the farm will be successful in the future will give you peace of mind. Having a plan in place will ease any unsuspected burdens on your family and make the transition to the next generation easier.
Voskuhl says the holidays are a good time to get the conversation started.
While it may not be an easy topic to bring up, you can get the conversation started to lay the groundwork for developing a plan. While your family is together, you can discuss your goals for the farm and theirs. And after the holidays, you can start developing those plans for the future.
Meanwhile, tax season is already around the corner, and now is also a good time before the end of the year to assess your tax situation.
Talking now with your tax advisor can help save you headaches when it comes time to file your taxes. A tax advisor can help determine what steps you may need to take now or early next year. By planning early for your taxes, you'll know what to expect come tax time. And remember, the IRS takes deadlines and penalties seriously. Don't procrastinate when it comes to them.
You can learn more online at aarp.org/AARP Live. And last week, Deere & Company announced the expansion of its U.S. footprint with the opening of a new Chicago office. The company plans to add 150 information technology jobs at the office over the next 2 years, with the goal of hiring a total of 300 positions to support IT and additional roles. The facility will target IT capabilities in e-commerce, cloud, data, and analytics, and a variety of innovation-related technical skills. The new space, located in the fast-growing Fulton Market neighborhood, will allow Deere to recruit from the deep bench of diverse talent in Chicago and provide them with the flexibility of in-person collaboration. The new office is expected to open in late summer or early fall of 2022. This has been American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen, wishing you a great day.